Hi, Vince. This is Malia Jean and Jonathan Knight from Kix 101.1 in Marshalltown. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
I just saw the story about the fisher that was sighted in northeast Iowa, and I hoped that you could fill us in a little bit about this event and its significance.
I'm a little confused because I keep telling Malia I see fishers all the time. You know, the guys in the long pants, hip boots with the fishing pole out there in the water. And she says, no, guys.
No, that's
not
a fisherman, not a fisher.
Yeah.
Would you mind enlightening us about the fisher?
We can talk about it, sure.
Okay. Please do. What is a fisher?
Well, it's a mammal that is in the weasel family, kind of built like a great big large mink.
Wow, so a really large rat-looking thing?
No, I wouldn't say rat. I'd say they're kind of a neat-looking animal where they have a furry tail.
I thought that they sort of reminded me of a little badger-like.
Yeah. Kind of like a slender badger kind of build.
Are they mean like a honey badger?
They are.
Oh, boy.
Not maybe that mean.
But they're carnivores and they're kind of ferocious, huh?
The animals that are in the weasel family are known as the baddest ones on the block, so to speak.
Nice. Okay.
That's
and
cool.
The wolverine is in the weasel family.
Oh, nice. We're going to talk Marvel now.
Oh, no. Not superhero
that.
Wolverine.
Oh, darn it.
So the mink and the weasel and the fisher and the otter. They're all in that family.
Cool. Okay, so
they're known for being, they can hold their own.
Where do they normally hang out at?
Like fishers are more of a forest animal.
Uh-huh.
They are a forest animal, and they're very good at climbing trees. In fact, they make their living finding prey in trees. So they're often found and most associated in today's modern world, mostly in the conifer forests of the Northwoods. So they're
just coming south for the weather.
Well, they did originally have, their range did expand down through the eastern U.S. into the deciduous forest. And of course, it was another animal that was wiped out in the 1800s.
Yeah, so there was a lot of hunting and going on at that time.
Yeah, and I wouldn't necessarily even call it hunting because it was going out and shooting something to, sometimes because they were raiding their little farms or just because they happened upon it when they were out doing something else. Mostly trying to find out more. There's not much on the history of them in Iowa, but it believed that they were generally wiped out around the mid to late 1850s or so.
Yeah, and the story here is that we haven't really had a confirmed sighting of one in that long, that it's been about 150 years since there's actually been any in Iowa.
Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's been some reports over the years, but none, to my knowledge, have been able to be confirmed or documented, that where we could say, oh, for sure that was one, yeah.
It's kind of a good sign that they're making their way back down this way. That probably means that their population in general has recovered.
Yeah, it means that the population is still recovering, but it's making progress and going in the right direction.
Well, Vince, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning and letting our listeners know about the reappearance of the fisher in northeast Iowa.
You bet.